From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. A lot of struggling math students have found comfort in the sound of this man's voice.
Welcome to the presentation on using the quadratic equation.
Salman Khan started making math videos to help tutor his cousin, but they became so popular he quit his job with a hedge fund to work on them full time. Now his online Khan Academy attracts countless teachers and students. NPR's Larry Abramson reports on the first effort to bring Khan's approach into the classroom.
It is shocking. Three dissolute students in Northern California are using school time to play a computer game. What's it called?
Trigonometry challenge.
Yeah.
Okay, one half. What? 2x? Oh, yeah, okay.
Fifth graders Michael Ahn, Lucas Nguyen, and Reese Toomery are actually hip-deep in the trigonometry challenge at Khan Academy. They're gobbling up math problems like a plate of Doritos. This school is part of a pilot program at Santa Rita Elementary School in Los Altos, California. They're making the Khan Academy an integral part of the math curriculum. Teacher Cammie Thorderson says for half an hour a day, Khan Academy dunks these students into a completely self-paced world.
They're all in different places. Some of them are working on calculus in high school math. Some of them are working on multiplication of decimals. And that's okay.
It's okay because students who need help can look up the appropriate video and listen to the Academy's explanation of concepts like direct and inverse variation.
So I'll do direct variation on the left over here, and I'll do inverse variation, or two variables that vary inversely, on the right-hand side over here.
So Salman Khan scribbles on the video screen and guides students along with his signature approach, patient and unthreatening. Cammie Thorderson says kids are comfortable turning to Khan for help.
It's kind of a private thing. It's not like you have to raise your hand in front of the whole class and say, I don't get this. You can go not get it on your own and nobody needs to know about it.
There's nothing flashy about the videos or the exercises, but somehow Khan has clearly hit a sweet spot that makes this the most popular part of the day.
So that you square that, that's 36, and you square that, that's 9.
Cammie Thorderson says during Khan time, her class looks more like a busy engineering office than a traditional classroom. Kids collaborate, the teacher facilitates, and she doesn't have to lecture. Some kids, like Hannah Albright, work on their own, following online exercises as they do calculations on a whiteboard or with pencil and paper.
90 minus 7, and then that would be 83. It's like an online teacher. They can help you anywhere.
You can go as fast as you want.
Yeah.
Charity.
You don't have to wait.
Yeah.
Are we going to do I Need Help?
Next door, in Kelly Rafferty's class, kids put their name on the board. Some want help on a concept, others offer to teach something that they've mastered. Rafferty says that Khan helps her deal with the big class sizes that even this affluent district is facing.
Khan has definitely helped me reach all of the students. So when you have that many kids, you end up sort of teaching to the middle. And Khan has allowed me to reach the lowest and the highest.
Much more than a textbook would, Rafferty says. Khan Academy also offers a kind of back office function. While kids are working independently on exercises, Rafferty checks her computer to see how they're doing.
So with this, I can look at all the kids and I can see who's struggling, who's not, which they passed, how many it took for them to pass. So it gives me a lot more information.
Information she can use to see who needs extra help. Santa Rita Elementary principal Sandra McGonigal says for her, the Khan Academy has some big advantages over other math materials.
One, it's free, and it's created by people who really just love math, and the quality is so great.
After this year's pilot program, the Los Altos schools are going to start using Khan Academy district-wide for 5th and 6th grade. The Khan Academy is hoping to see how this experiment plays out in a wider range of schools. They expand to at least 10 new schools next year. Math class may never be the same.
Okay, yeah.
Larry
Abramson, NPR News.